promotion. A night in Acapulco.
Okay, so I blew it, but I gotta figure a way to get some customers in this place.
Okay, guinea pig, could you flex your tendon?
I thought you'd never ask.
What are you doing? Don't put your feet on the table. I gotta serve food here.
I am studying to be a doctor, comprende?
Yeah, I know. You got a perfect patient here. Your brother's business is dying.
Hold it, everybody, mellow out!
Officer Moore, care of the Right Arm Police. You know, I've been really picking up some bad vibes in my vibrational meter, and I'm not going to bust you because that's really a downer, okay? Instead, I'm going to put you under gestalt arrest. It's kind of a thing where, hey, I've got some handcuffs. If you don't want to wear them, you don't have to. If you want to, I'll pass them real tight if you're into that.
What is all this?
Well, you didn't know Moore got a new job. He's the night watchman of the science exhibition.
That should set science back about 200 years.
Whoa, nice looking gam, sweetheart.
Gams?
Pens, stems, pipes.
So, Marco, have a seat there, buddy.
Remo.
Sounds like you found a job you really like. I'm proud of you.
Well, I can keep it as long as I do the two things I'm supposed to. One thing is to make my rounds, and the other thing is to keep my hands off the science exhibits.
How's it going?
Well, one out of two ain't bad.
Uh-oh.
All right, spill it.
Well, there's this really cute old robot there, and I've kind of reprogrammed him to play games and talk. And he always wins, but it's better than playing mumbly peg with a laser.
Mork, you know you probably shouldn't be fooling around with the science exhibit.
No one really cares about him except for me.
Hold it a minute. You're telling me you've reprogrammed some sort of robot?
Are you kidding? It's really simple. All you have to do is adjust the circuitry to accommodate the new diodes. And probably if it's at night, then it's a nocturnal thermonic emission, which is kind of embarrassing for a robot. And besides that, the real tricky part is synchronizing your polarity with your binary chronometers. If you do that, you either get a robot that talks or a Cuisinart.
I knew that.
Well, I guess I'm off. Remo, how'd that night in Acapulco go?
Not too good. No one thought it looked like authentic Mexico in here.
Well, it's easy. All I have to do is bust people as they leave. Ciao.
See ya.
I see you $2 billion and raise you the moon.
Too rich for my hydraulic system.
Well, I won the known universe with a pair of twos. What did you have? Let's see here. Well, four aces. Couldn't have won with that anyway.
How did you know I was bluffing?
Well, actually, I could see your cards in your dome.
Shazbot!
Well, can't teach you everything, Chuckler.
Mork, could we talk for a moment in private?
Private's locked. Lab rats are drugged.
What's up, Chuck?
I want to thank you for programming me for consciousness.
Oh, it's no big deal. I was kind of lonely. I needed someone to talk to.
Something very strange has happened. Yesterday, after you left, I experienced a condition which seemed to dictate the necessity of your presence.
Chuck, you missed me.
Missed you? But that's impossible. Robots function purely by logic. I have no emotions.
Well, you've got him now. I didn't mean to give him to you, but I guess that comes with having a conscience.
Well, I shouldn't have emotions. They conflict with my computer banks.
I used to think the same way, Chuck, but now I'm up to my ears in them. You probably got a few of them swimming inside. They're just itching to get out.
Maybe that is what caused the other strange thing. When you came in last night, you smiled at the newer robot, and I wanted to scratch out his cat holes.
Chuck, you were jealous.
These emotions have names.
Yes, and I know them all personally.
Is it good to be jealous?
Well, it's good to have emotions, but jealousy's not one of the better ones. Why are you jealous of XLG-15?
Because he is shiny and new and technologically perfect. And I am going to be dismantled next week.
Why, Chuckle?
Metal fatigue. They say rusty old robots like me should be destroyed.
Who are they? They're not God. Just because they created you doesn't give them the right to do that to you.
Mork, calm down. Everyone is only here temporarily. Even that brand new shiny robot will wear out someday. But the only thing that's tough is I've just found out I'm going to be dismantled. And I've just found out what it is to be alive.
Chuck, how can you take it so calmly?
They must know what they are doing.
They feel I should be taken apart before I fall apart. The only flaw in their logic is I am not falling apart.
What was that, Chuck?
Nothing. My stomach was rumbling. Let's change the subject.
Anything you say.
Yes.
All right. Let's play another game. We played poker. Let's see. We'll play, I Spy. You be Robert Culp, I'll be Bill Cosby, all right?
Sure.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with the letter A. Whoa, great impression of Linda Blair.
Acetylene torch.
Hot, but no way.
These emotions are interesting. I'd like to experience more of them. Adhesive tape.
Sticky, but no banana. You'll never get emotions if you're cramped up in this tiny cooped up space all the time. Well, I guess you're not going to guess what I have to tell you. It was air.
Oh, but it's supposed to be something you can see. You can't see air.
Ah, then you've never been to Los Angeles.
All right, you win.
Okay.
I spy. With my little eye, something beginning with F.
F. Floor!
No.
Oh,
I wish I could get out of here so I could experience some more emotions. I want to live. I want to dance. I want to shake my booty.
It's not early. It's 5 a.m.
Oh. Well, I must have fallen asleep by watching that movie.
What were you watching?
Oh, I don't know. Some old tearjerker.
My favorite love story is Mothra versus Godzilla. I always cry when Tokyo gets destroyed. Same old story, though. Boy meets city. Boy loses city. Tiny girls sing.
Mothra. Well, how was it work?
Oh. Well, remember the old robot called Chuck I was telling you about?
You named the robot Chuck?
Well, no one calls him Chaz. Remember I told you I programmed him to play games and talk? Well, now he's accidentally got feelings.
I didn't think robots had feelings.
I didn't think orphans did either, but now he's got them and he wants to experience everything.
Well, maybe you could fix him up with Mr. Bickley's dishwasher.
Now he's not a machine anymore. He's a being. He wants to meet people. He wants to party hardy.
I don't know what you're getting yourself into, but this whole thing sounds pretty strange to me. Have you ever heard of the story of Frankenstein?
Oh, yeah, that's an incredible love story.
More, besides being a love story, what it was about was if you tamper with a monster, then sometimes...
Chuck's not a monster. He's no Robert Redford, but...
The point is, More, is that Frankenstein was given feelings and he didn't know how to handle them, and so he got himself into a lot of trouble.
So you're implying that Chuck is going to strangle innocent townspeople?
What I'm saying is that it might end up hurting itself, or maybe somebody else, and it might end up costing you your job.
Listen... I know a lot about Chuck. He's my best friend, and besides, I know him very well, and he hasn't got a vicious circuit in his body. He wouldn't harm anything.
It's for you.
Mindy, this is Chuck the robot.
Yeah, that would have been my guess.
Greetings, Mindy. I am sorry about the door.
Oh, well, it's my fault. I never should leave it closed.
It's all right, Chucko. We'll just put a 2-foot peephole in. Perfect for 600-pound Avon ladies.
Wanna buy some makeup?
So, this is a home.
No, this is an apartment. A home is where he belongs.
Come on in, Chuck. Take a load off your hinges. There we go.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Mark, I think that your friend, Chuck, should go back to the science fair.
Oh, come on, Mindy, let him stay. He's a friend. He needs a place to stay. Please, Mindy.
Oh, gee, Mark, I don't know. No way! But maybe we all could get together and have lunch sometime.
You act like you're afraid of Chuck.
Oh, no.
Don't be afraid. Come here, touch him.
Don't be afraid.
No.
Listen, this couldn't harm you. Watch. Chuck, kill! See, he didn't do anything. Lassie would have been at your throat by now. Chuck, say hello.
Hello, Mindy. You're very pretty.
Oh. Well, thank you. And you're very metallic.
Thank you. Oh, please, let me stay. I was kidding myself before, Mork. I am rusting away.
Oh, there's not going to be anything wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you, Chuckle.
Oh, with the time I have left, I want to find out what life is all about. I need to be with warm, caring people.
Yeah. Chuck and I, we're real, real good buddies.
You.
See, he likes me. No, Chuck, that's all right. I'll get up.
Mark, he has to go back before he's missed.
Well, the exhibit doesn't open until next Monday. No one's going to miss me over the weekend. Except maybe the Coke machine. And she's only nice for money.
Please let him stay. He'll be the perfect house guest. He doesn't eat, doesn't sleep, doesn't smell after 3 days. And he only uses the bathroom to change his oil.
Oh, that's a good one, Paul.
Oh, Minnie, isn't he a fantastic audience?
Oh, yeah.
It's like having Vegas in your own home.
Oh, Mindy, how can I thank you for letting me stay here?
Well, any way you want, as long as it's from over there.
Excuse me, Mark.
Mindy, please, let's make Chuck feel at home. Tell you what, you go fluff up the toolbox and I'll make some STP daiquiri.
Mary had a little belt.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, he said Mary had a little belt. Aren't you into literature? That's the poetry of Billy Carter.
I'm sorry. My brain seems to wander once in a while. I'm not as young as I used to be. In 1492, Columbus invented the cotton gin.
He is in bad shape.
Well, he's not well, but he'll get better. I promise he will.
Well, how long has this been happening?
How long has what been happening?
See?
Look, I'm well enough, Mork, for someone whose time has almost come.
Oh, don't talk like that, Chuck. You're still vital. You're the original Man of Steel.
On the outside, maybe, but inside, I have metal fatigue. Even Geritol with iron will not help.
Is there anything that we can do to help?
Oh, I want to find out what life is all about. I have feelings, and I want to use them. Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president and the inventor of the Continental.
Because I never thought I'd be feeling sorry for a robot.
Oh, please, don't feel sorry for me. Just help me make what time I have left meaningful. I want to feel useful.
There must be something a robot can do besides just being another exhibit at a science fair.
Mindy, you may have just licked that problem with that cute little tongue of yours. Chuck, how would you like to be the main attraction at a delicatessen?
Will I learn more about feelings there?
No, you'll learn about the most intense emotion of them all.
You mean love?
No, heartburn.
Step right up. I want you to see the scientific wonder of the century. Chuck the robot's gonna be here in a minute.
This is great, getting a robot to lure in all these people. Mark, you're a genius.
Oh, you're too modest.
And somebody thought this was the dumbest idea he'd ever heard.
Look, it's no disgrace to be a septic, okay?
Skeptic.
Tanks. How was I supposed to know that a robot could talk?
Oh, well, Remo, anything's possible. You learned.
You know what it means when I put my thumb in my teeth like this?
Huh? Yes, that you're too short to reach your nose.
Oh, that's a good one. You're learning from me. You're learning from me.
Come on. All right already.
You better bring him out now. The knaves seem to be getting a little restless and full.
May I have your attention, ladies and gentlemen? We are about to bring out Chuck the Robot.
But first, how about a piece of this delicious strawberry cheesecake?
And the commercial break that Lee's doing nasty things over there with the salami, making a weapon.
Hey, Chucko, get ready, baby!
Here he comes, here he comes!
Oh! is what life is all about.
Chuck, my main machine, send me some tan, baby.
Whoa! Heavy metal.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me present Chuck the Robot! He's gonna answer any of your questions and solve any of your problems.
So where's the restroom? That is not my problem. They laugh. They must like me.
Are you kidding, Chuck? You're killing. I can see Variety tomorrow. Garner's Big Yucks. He rings to Gotham for confab. Pie pick deal.
Thank you all for coming, especially the fat lady.
It's a little bit intense, Chuck. Oh, you're being a little too realistic there.
I don't know why I said that.
Look, Chuck, I think maybe that you better go and apologize, okay?
Oh, yes, you're right. Yeah. Lady, I am sorry you are fat.
Mork, I did it again.
That's it. I'm leaving.
Wait.
And don't look too close for the tip.
How much did she say? I thought you said this was going to help business. What's wrong, Chuck?
I don't know.
Hi, Mr. Robot.
Hello, little girl. How are you today?
Fine, thanks. How much are 3 and 4?
9.
9. It is 9. See, Mommy, I was right.
He's wrong. The robot was wrong.
Can it, Baldy?
Mark, help me. Help. I am having an emotional brownout.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, nothing. He'll be all right. Come on, Chuck. Let's go. We gotta get out of here.
Hey, thanks, Charlie.
Something terrible is happening to me. I've got to go. Now.
E equals H2O, water.
No,
equals MC squared. There are 9 planets in the solar plexus. I'm stuck.
Shut up! There's nothing wrong with him. He's gonna be all right.
All right, come on.
Mark, we better hurry.
Sorry, Minnie, no one comes in here till Monday anyway.
I'm sorry, Gwendolyn. Foxholes are for fighting.
Poor Chuck. His circuits are really going fast.
Well, it's nothing that can't be fixed.
Get those birds out of here!
Easy, old fella, easy. It's gonna be all right.
Who is it? Who's talking to me?
It's your old buddy, Marco.
Yeah, I'm here too, Chuck. Remember me, Mindy? You rested your head on my bed while Mork sponged you off with Rust-Oleum.
I remember.
Anyway, hey, hang in there, old buddy. You're home now.
Oh, home? Oh, yes. That's the best place to die.
Hey, you don't talk like that.
Oh, your hands, they're warm. Reload the muskets! Drive back those Zulus in the name of the Queen! Why is he shouting?
Maybe I can pull his transistors. That way I can give a temporary jerry rig. I can recharge him, maybe.
Mark, what you want to do is good. But you're only postponing the inevitable.
I gotta do something. I don't want to see him die like this.
Mark, he's suffering. You're only going to prolong it.
Yeah,
I think you should let him go for both your sakes.
Yeah, but it's not right, Mindy.
It's not for you to decide.
Yeah, but I got to do something. I don't want to see him spend his last few moments like this. Please. Can we have a few moments, please?
Sure.
Chuck.
Present.
How are you feeling?
Afraid.
You'll be gonna be all right after I finish doing this.
What? Don't know. What are you doing?
I was just gonna pull some of your circuits so you go back to the way you were, so you won't feel what you're feeling.
No. Leave me the way I am.
I've got to, Chuck. That way you won't feel the fear anymore.
I want it to be human. Fear. Fear comes with the territory. I'll have the lasagna.
Yeah. It's my fault, Chuck. You're just a machine before I got a hold of you. I wanted to turn you back to the way you were.
Oh, then we couldn't have been close. Oh, you let me feel life, Mork. Please, let me feel the end of it, huh?
Yeah, but I don't want to
see. Ring around the rosy.
Chucker, I don't want to see you suffer like this.
Oh, all my life, I never had a choice. You gave me the ability to make one at my choices. To die with dignity.
But you don't make it very easy for me.
Mark, you know what? We never finished our I Spy game. We were on F.
I don't think I can play.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
Flea cub. Chuck, I can't go on doing this. It's all right. I'm going to take care of you.
I spy with my little eye. Friend.
Come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Mork calling Orson. Come in, you blimpship.
Here I am, Mork. What did you do this week?
Oh, sir, I played the Wizard of Oz. I gave the Tin Man a heart.
Is that another of your weird analogies?
Oh, no, sir, just a movie metaphor. See, what actually happened, sir, is there was this robot. He was nothing but a bunch of nuts and bolts. And I helped him become a person.
You built a monster?
No, sir. I made a friend.
If you made a friend, why are you so sad?
Well, sir, I lost him.
Can't you make another?
Oh, sir. Well, I could, but I haven't got the heart for it.
What do you mean?
Well, sir, you know when you create someone and you nurture them, they grow. Well, there comes a time when they have to lead their own life. Or die their own death.
And now your friend is gone forever?
Oh, no, sir. No. I'll always keep him right here. Till next week, sir. I know.